talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as usual, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. I'm a big supporter of Joe Biden, was from the beginning in April of 2019, but occasionally he'll do something that I disagree with, and when he does, I will mention it. Joe, through Tony Blinken, as Secretary of State, just withdrew sanctions on the International Criminal Court, and especially against two of their prosecutors, Fatou Bensouda and Fekisa Mochichoko. Now, most people yawn and they think, okay, whatever. Well, the International Criminal Court sits in the Netherlands, in The Hague, and they have jurisdiction basically worldwide for various atrocities. And Fatou Bensouda is from the Gambia. Now they just call it Gambia. Fatou Bensouda has spent her time largely setting up prosecutions of Israel and the United States for our wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. She never, ever, ever sets up a prosecution of anybody else, especially nobody who's genociding Christians in Africa, not even against China, for what they're doing to the Uyghurs. Fatou Bensouda and the Gambia are overwhelmingly a Sunni Muslim country. Basically, the Netherlands and the European order has simply permitted itself to be used as a staging ground for attacking the West, and I'm tired of it. He shouldn't have withdrawn those sanctions. When they start to get prosecutors who do this even-handedly and go against all atrocities, then we'll think about reinstating it. Big mistake on his part. Going to Florida, Matt Gaetz says he won't resign. Matt Gaetz says he won't resign. Matt Gaetz is in deep trouble. One of the things that kills me about this guy is the hypocrisy. I don't know if you remember, but back during the campaign, the presidential campaign, the Republicans were hitting Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, because he had used illegal drugs at one time. And it's true, he did use illegal drugs at one time. And I think he'd written some kind of a memoir, or there was some writing that about it, and Matt Gaetz would read it on the floor of the House, because once you're recognized to speak, you can say almost anything. So he'd get up, and you know, Matt Gaetz has kind of a cruel and odd look to him, believe me. Anyway, Matt Gaetz he'll read about Hunter Biden, and he'll say, "Oh, this is so sad that Hunter Biden used illegal drugs." This is what he'd say, "So sad," and then he'd chuckle and he'd start reading again. Well, the latest evidence that came out is Matt Gaetz, in paying women that he met online, and the investigation is whether at least one of them was underage, and he's being investigated for trafficking, would use drugs himself, ecstasy in particular. You know, really, enough's enough. I mean, these guys, they attack Bill Clinton, they'll attack Hunter Biden, they'll attack this one and that one, and they think they can get away with it. The thing about Matt Gaetz, and again, and how much care, justice will be served. But to give him some professional advice, it's a very bad idea when a criminal target suddenly speaks incessantly and gins up his own defense and then just publishes it relentlessly and relentlessly. What he's doing is, Matt Gaetz is saying, well, the FBI used me as an informant, therefore I must be a good guy on the extortion angle that I've thrown up as a defense. And the more he talks, what he's got to understand is everything he says is public record. So it's recorded all over the place. You can retrieve it. You can retrieve it from Facebook. You can retrieve it from YouTube. You can retrieve it from the archives of the media. And everything that he says is poured over by prosecutors. and it's concessions right and left about what he did, what he said, where he was. It makes the prosecution of him easier. If he were smart, he would have retained counsel and kept his mouth shut. Absolutely kept his mouth shut, not said anything. Let counsel respond and then just analyze the case against him. But it is what it is. But one of the revelations, Matt Gaetz himself had used illegal drugs. Well, you know, people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones, and he should not have thrown stones at Hunter Biden. Should not have thrown stones at Hunter Biden. You know, the an eminent Republican has seen through a lot of this. John Boehner, you may not remember John Boehner. He was Speaker of the House back, I don't know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, Republican from Ohio. And back then, everybody in the Democratic Party didn't like him and they'd attack him. But the truth of the matter is, he's looking pretty good right now as far as Republicans go. He just came out with a book where he ripped the Republican Party apart. And he's a lifelong Republican. He was a speaker, the Republican speaker. He was the Nancy Pelosi of the Republicans in the House. Here's how he describes Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz is the head lunatic. That's what he said. Ted Cruz, the head lunatic. Here's how he describes Sean Hannity. He says, Sean Hannity is one of the worst, a nut. Here's how he describes Roger Ailes. Describes him as paranoid. And he is paranoid. Roger Ailes, by the way, had a secret room that he rented where he could go whenever he felt that the media, that the so-called liberal media and the Democrats were going to find him and get him. I mean, that's kind of nutty. It really is nutty. How about your secret room just being the living room of your house and you sit down and relax? He had a secret room he'd hide in. And Michelle Bachmann, remember her? Michelle Bachmann. Michelle Bachmann, the congresswoman, a lunatic. And they were all part of the Chaos Caucus. Chaos Caucus. This is a guy who was the speaker and managed to govern in a very moderate way. And here's what he would do. There was a majority of the Congress in the Republican caucus, which is why he was a speaker. Usually about half of them or more were right wing and wouldn't go along with hardly anything. For instance, when a hurricane hit the New Jersey shore, remember that? A lot of the people in the South, people from Texas and Mississippi and Alabama, would not vote for disaster aid, even though disaster aid was routinely given to their states in hurricanes. They were far less severe, but they wanted to punish the liberal state of New Jersey. So what Boehner would do would, he'd go over to the Democratic side and he said, how many votes can you get me? And they'd gin up and they'd broker up a coalition. And Boehner would get as many Republicans as he could. Pelosi would get as many Democrats as she could, and they'd pass what they had to pass. And finally, the Freedom Caucus, the Tea Party Caucus, the head lunatic nut caucus squeezed Boehner out. Remember, momentarily, Paul Ryan had taken over. Dennis Hastert of Illinois, who ran into criminal trouble, took over. And they ultimately passed what's called the Hastert Rule. And the Hastert Rule has said that no, and this is a Republican rule, when they control the Congress, no legislation goes to the floor even to be voted on unless a majority of the Republican caucus agrees with it. Well, the Nut Job Caucus, the Freedom Party, Tea Party Caucus, QAnon Caucus, whatever they call it now, they're the majority and they won't agree to anything. They won't agree to anything that doesn't damage a Democratic president or injure the United States. And therefore, they don't even begin to go over and take the few moderates and try to put together a coalition caucus to pass legislation. So John Boehner is a guy, Republican, a lot of the stuff that he was for, I'm not, blah, 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 vice versa. But he's a decent guy, and he calls it like it is. The one response or criticism of his memoir, wherever it is he publishes this stuff, is that what took you so long? Too little, too late. We knew that Ted Cruz is the head lunatic. If you're willing to say it, why didn't you say it years ago? We knew that Sean Hannity is one of the worst in a nut. Why didn't you say that years ago? We knew that Roger Ailes is clinically paranoid. Why didn't you say that years ago? And we knew that Michelle Bachmann is a lunatic, that the entire Republican caucus is a chaos caucus. Why didn't you say that years ago? Coming from a Republican speaker, that means something. That means a lot more than just partisan bickering and people talking about it and so forth. So there you have it. John Boehner comes out, tells the truth, tells it a little bit late, but he tells the truth. And speaking of nuts, the Iowa governor just signed a bill to make background checks and handgun permits optional for unlicensed sales. Can you believe that? In other words, they're required by federal law for gun stores, but a couple of ball guys in raincoats show up in a field or a parking lot at night and go, psst, want to buy some guns, want to buy some AR-15s, it's legal, unfortunately. And she just waived background checks and permits for anything in those sales, even though they're required by law for gun stores, where people are more on the up and up and liable to comply with law. She's doing it to pander to a lunatic base. This is the Republican Party pandering to a lunatic base. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.